But the food was too heavy last night. I overindulged. And this morning I have not yet had time to perform my personal ablutions. As a matter of fact, I've been suffering from irregularity. I wish I'd brought the mineral oil, the lubricants, the mild stimulants that have been so helpful to me in these last few days. I feel somewhat bloated, heavier than usual. Logy. But all of this is nothing as compared to the necessity of leading and inspiring my people. After all, is there such a thing as the morning after for Zeus? Does the messenger of God suffer stomach cramps? Does the prophet of the Holy One find himself fumbling for liver salts? I doubt it. What's this? My heart's palpitating. My chest feels constricted as though iron bands were being tightened about it. It's probably just psychological. When I was a child, my mother fed me goat's milk and honey because I was such an allergic. I was told never to sweat too much because I might catch pneumonia. Never to make too much of an effort or my heart might break from its tethers and my veins come unglued from my muscles and fall from beneath my skin. The result of all this has been that I suffer from constant anxiety, always attended by physical therapists, nutritionists, allergists, cardiologists, hematologists, psychologists, spending sleepless nights tossing, bathed in sweat, grinding my teeth at night, afraid my body will finally turn against me, my ultimate enemy, betraying me by collapsing. But I cannot fail. I cannot flag. My step must not falter. My knees must rise, one after another. I cannot give in to this.